Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And now, Reverend Gordon Kyler.
Thank you, Diana and the Soul Shine Band. Woo! Next year, we're going to get you guys to Pride somehow up on stage. All right. Welcome, everybody. It's good to see you all today. And today we wrap up our series on our five basic principles. So just to review, our first principle is there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent. That principle emphasizes the belief that God is the source and creator of all and that God's presence is everywhere. Now, for those of you who are watching on Facebook or in the room for the very first time, I want to explain a little bit that Unity does not see God as an old man with a beard and anger management issues living on a cloud. God is principle, and that principle's core value is love. And that energy that, or principle or whatever you want to call it that we call God is in and through all of creation. And it created creation. So it's creation and even beyond that. But its core principle, its core value, its core nature is only love. And our second principle then builds on that. We are spiritual beings created in the image and likeness of God. We could also say we are spiritual beings then created in the image and likeness of love. This brings out the inherent goodness that is in every human being, regardless of how they may be showing up in any given moment. We are created with goodness within us. We are born in original blessing, not in original sin. Our third principle is we create our life experiences through our way of thinking, or as we like to say in Unity, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Everything begins with a thought. The next principle that we explored last week was the power of affirmative prayer. In Unity, we pray a little different. We pray like Jesus did. We don't pray by beseeching God to come down and fix everything. God gave us all of the powers, all of the abilities, all of the tools we need to create the world we hold in our hearts and our minds, the vision. So there is a power in affirmative prayer then. When we engage in affirmative prayer, we increase our awareness of that God energy, that God presence, that God consciousness that is in each and every one of us. And when we increase that and we radiate it out into the world, we bring the world one step closer to the image that God has for creation itself, and that is of love. So this week, then, we take all of those previous four principles and we add the action step. It's not just enough to know these principles. We have to live them. That's our fifth principle. We got to walk the talk. It's the most action-oriented of the five principles. And it doesn't just ask what we believe. It asks, how do we behave? Principle five brings everything full circle. It says, essentially, don't just walk it, talk it. It says, it's the difference between reading a recipe and making the meal. Between knowing that love is the answer and choosing love in a hard conversation. It's about believing in divine abundance and releasing fear. It holds up a mirror to us and it asks us, are you living what you claim to believe? Are your choices aligned with spiritual truth or just with your convenience? Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, said this, the true church is not made with hands. It is the work of human beings. It is the outpouring of divine mind for those who live in conscious awareness of their spiritual nature. And that is kind of what sets us apart and makes us different in unity. We don't just talk about a religion or a theology. We explore what it means to live it. Who are we? Why are we here? What are we to do? While those are common in all religions and all denominations and all belief systems, in unity, we don't do, you have to do this, this, and this, or believe this, this, and this. We say, think, examine, go within, find your truth. And it's a little different for every one of us. We have our common points of understanding, but we recognize that we are all on unique and wonderful and glorious spiritual paths, each one leading to the same destination, but each one unique in its own way. Each one has value in its own way. That's why we encourage and participate in Pride. Every human being is unique. Every human being has their own journey. Every human being shows love in their own way. In James 1:22, we are reminded, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. This calls to us to integrate these ideas into our lives. And when our inner life aligns with our outer actions, we are living in authenticity. We are whole, we are authentic, and we are free. And that's where transformation begins. That's where it begins for us as individuals, and that's where it begins to empower the world around us to transform. So how do we embody that? How do we live our truth? In Proverbs, it says, as you think in your heart, so are you. Our thoughts are not just fleeting clouds. They are seeds. And what we think, we eventually become. Now, I have to say, I struggled with that one for a long time. Because when I was in high school, I thought about cars and girls. And I'm neither one. But truly, the thoughts we hold in our mind, the concepts we dwell on, become who we are. Unity teaches that thought is the first step in creation. Thoughts become beliefs. Beliefs shape our feelings. Feelings drive our actions, and our actions create our reality. Therefore, if we want to live truth, we must think truth. That means nothing outside of us can transform our internal narratives, only what we hold up here. What are we telling ourselves? Are we telling ourselves stories of fear, of separation, of limitation? Stories we might have heard from people around us as we were growing up. Are we taking those in and making them real up here? Because if we don't take them in, they're not real. But if we make them real here, they become real. Or are we affirming love, wholeness, and possibility? We choose. That's where free will comes in. We choose what we want to accept into our consciousness and what we want to build on, what we want to feed, what we want to grow. So how do we change what we accept within ourselves? How do we change what we do with the messages that are all around us? Well, you know, if you've been here for any time, I say the same things almost every Sunday. We start with daily affirmations. We use phrases that align with our spiritual truth. And it's not just us. These spiritual truths are universal. But we work on ourselves first. And we use affirmations like, I am a divine expression of life. I am guided by wisdom and love. Are you? Are we guided by wisdom and love or by what social media tells us to believe? Many, many, many people are guided by what's out there. And we fall into that trap too. I do sometimes. We are human beings. We wouldn't be doing this if we weren't learning and growing. So be gentle with yourself if you find yourself doing that. and reaffirm, I am guided by wisdom and love. That requires we practice mindful awareness. We catch ourselves when we fall into old patterns. When a limiting thought arises, like, I am not good enough, I can't handle this. Pause and ask, is this the truth according to my spirit? Is this the truth according to my spirit? Another way we can practice this is our mental diet. Feed our minds with content that uplifts, books, talks, music, whatever reflects unity values. I am reminded of a story of a person we had here many, many years ago. She was a licensed teacher named Sarah, and she shared one time that she had struggled with anxiety for years. She grew up believing in God's love, but her thoughts constantly told her that she was alone and unsafe. And it wasn't until she started the practice of writing daily affirmations, even when she didn't feel them, that her mindset began to shift. And eventually those thoughts became her truth and her life changed. She stopped listening to what was being said around her. Several weeks ago, Michael reminded us that our minds are gardens and that what we plant there grows. What are we planting in the garden of our mind? You asked that a couple weeks ago. What are we planting in the garden of our mind? Another thing we can do is speak truth from our thoughts. Move our thoughts from up here to words. Nothing is more powerful in changing the human condition, in changing our own lives, in changing the lives of other people than our words. Language is powerful. Think about Genesis in the creation allegory. It is said that God spoke and said, "Let there be light." Now, I don't believe God spoke King James English, and I don't believe God speaks with words like we do. But that's a metaphor for that was in use in ancient times, meaning an energy was created, and that energy was the energy of light and love. Words carry force, and when we speak, we shape energy. The question is, what are we shaping? Are we shaping in love, or are we shaping from fear? Are we shaping with truth, or are we shaping from illusion? Living truth means speaking with authenticity. You don't have to be able to pronounce the words. You have to have the feeling behind them. Living truth means speaking with authenticity, integrity, and love. It means letting our words line up with our inner truth. That doesn't always mean being blunt or brutal. It means being real, speaking from the heart, not from habit. Affirmations are one way we use speech constructively, but so is everyday conversation. When someone asks, "How are you doing?" "I'm fine." "I'm alive." "I'm standing up." I love when I hear children. They know. They know. They don't even have to use words. Sounds work. I like to say, when people say, "How are you doing?" and I'm paying attention, I like to say, "I am blessed. I am blessed." Think of the conversations that have changed your life. Chances are they involved someone being deeply honest. Maybe you were speaking about love or loss, purpose or forgiveness, but you were speaking with each other from the heart. Those are the conversations that change lives. Jesus is quoted in the Gospel of John as saying, "You will know the truth and the truth will set you free." But what is the truth? The truth isn't some dogma. The truth isn't what some leader told you to believe, be it political, religious, or any other kind. The truth is in your heart. The truth is who you are. And when you speak that with compassion, it sets us free. It creates the space for others to be honest as well. Another way we can do it is avoid gossip and negative talk. Use your words to uplift, not to diminish. Practice sacred listening. truly hearing others without judgment, and speak your needs and your boundaries with kindness. Words are sacred tools, so we are called to use them to build bridges, not walls. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where we live this principle. We can think all of the right things, and we can speak all of the right things, but if our actions don't follow, the truth hasn't taken root. Living spiritual truth shows up in how we treat others, how we manage our time, how we spend our money, how we respond to conflict. It shows up in all the little things in life. Amen. It's in holding the door for a stranger, forgiving when it's hard, returning anger with peace. It's in loving without keeping score. You know, Jesus didn't just preach compassion. He practiced it. He fed the hungry. He healed the sick. He educated the people around him. He welcomed the outcast. He embodied love. And that's principle number 5 in action. Living the truth we know. Another way we do that is we show up in service. Whether it's volunteering, sitting in a booth out on concrete for a whole day at Pride Fest, working our rear ends off at the yard sale a couple weeks ago, supporting a neighbor, or simply choosing kindness in everyday moments. I knew a person once who was laid off at work. And instead of spiraling down into fear, he used that moment to practice generosity. He started volunteering at a homeless shelter, offering skills training. And he said this, "I wanted to give what I could to remind myself that abundance doesn't always mean money." His truth that we are never separate from our divine supply became real through service. And that service ended up providing him a livelihood, made sure all of his needs were met. In giving of himself, he opened the door for true abundance. There's an important thing to remember when we show up in service, at whatever it may be. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be perfect. I made a major faux pas yesterday. We had 2 people come up to our booth, and they were dressed very colorfully. I was tired, and I am of a generation we didn't have the language we use today and the understanding that we use today, and sometimes it still comes out, and I said, "You have such wonderful costumes." And as soon as I said it, I went, "I knew better." And I said, "Forgive me, because that's not what I meant to say." We're learning. We're growing. We don't always have to be perfect, but we come from the heart. You just have to be willing. Small acts done with love are how we live big truth. I want to repeat that because I think that's an important concept. Small acts done with love are how we live big truth. You know, often we think if we want to change the world, we got to go out and do something big. No. There's like probably 80 people in this room right now. 80 small acts make a huge difference in the world. But let's be honest. Living our truth isn't easy. There will be obstacles. Sometimes the hardest thing to remember is just remember your truth. And just do one small thing. But we get stressed, we get caught up in the news and the stress and the speed of modern life, and we forget who we are. And other times we know what's right, but fear gets in the way. Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of not being or having enough. In Unity, we don't say deny these struggles, but we are invited to meet them with spiritual strength. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Galatians, and he gave this advice: "Do not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." if we do not give up. That's a lot of what pride is all about. Doing good and not giving up. So how do we stay anchored? The way I always say, meditation. Have a meditation practice. If you need help with that, come and see me. I will show you how to do it. It's not hard. Prayer, affirmative prayer. You can pray with our chaplains. They'll show you how to do affirmative prayer. Journaling, whatever keeps you connected. And here's an important one, and here's why we're here today. Surround yourself with truth tellers. Be in community with those who reflect your spiritual principles back to you. Be in a community of positive thinkers. Avoid those who are constantly criticizing, condemning, and complaining, for they are already energy vampires. I love that term. Ever be around an energy vampire? Don't hate them. They can't find their own, so they're borrowing yours. One of the ways we can help, when we do it for ourselves, we can help others discover their power. We practice compassion for others and for ourselves. And when we stray from our truth, we gently return to truth. We celebrate progress. Notice those moments when you do live your truth and let them strengthen your resolve. And remember, we are all works in progress. The goal is not perfection, it's alignment. It's progress, it's presence. So how do we bring this into our daily lives? Well, here's a few tools. Begin each day with intention. A simple affirmation like, today, I live the truth I know. It orients our hearts and our minds and sets the energy for the entire day. Keep a truth journal. At day's end, jot down one moment when you lived your truth and one area you want to improve. Reflect with curiosity, not judgment. Have a weekly truth practice. Choose a principle, forgiveness, abundance, compassion, and focus on it in a small way each day. Create a sacred space, whether it's a meditation corner, a screensaver quote. Surround yourself with things that remind you of your spiritual truth. And here's an important one. Lean into fellowship. Lean into community. That's why we exist. There's a lot of people nowadays who, with true reason, do not go to churches. I think traditional churches have done a lot of damage. But we seek community. That's why we exist. We seek community with like-minded people. That's what our soul share that we do on Sunday nights, not this Sunday night, but every other Sunday night, that's what soul share is about. It's about a chance to really be present to each other in community, to have discussions on some of the hard stuff, to go deeper than we can go in a few minutes on Sunday morning. And again, we don't have soul share tonight because we're having the breathing workshop, but with Andrea at 5 o'clock. But normally at 6:30, we do soul share. Another thing we can do in community is we can talk about our challenges. And we can celebrate growth. We can hold each other accountable in love. You know, we are more likely to feel our truth when we feel supported, seen, and encouraged. So let's bring this all together. Our fifth principle is living the truth we know. It's an invitation to embody our highest understanding, not just in meditation, but in meetings. Not just in affirmations, but in arguments. Not just in belief, but in behavior. For when we think, speak, and act from spiritual truth, we become living testaments to love. Our lives radiate peace, love, and purpose. Not because we are perfect, but because we are present. We're aligned. We're committed to living from spirit, not from ego. So I leave you with this. Live what you know. And when you forget, come home. Come home to your truth. Come home to your family. Come home. The truth has not gone anywhere because you are divine. You are powerful. You are here to be the light, not just talk about it. And that, dear friends, is what truth really is. That is the truth worth living. Namaste.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.